This is an MUT Radio podcast.
But in studio, I have with me, you know what? No, I'm not going to say. I'm just super excited about today. I'm excited, you know. So I have with me in studio
Action and Monday.
Action and Monday! Where's my horn? Ah, yes, the air horn. We deserve it. Welcome.
Yes.
How you guys doing? I've never met you guys, so this is exciting for me. I have Action, I have Monday.
Yeah, and yeah. That's Tinangoguzwa.
Well, at least I hope you guys heard only good things about me.
Yeah, very good.
So far, so good.
Yeah. So far, so good. I'm glad, man. Okay, ngizoqala ngo Action. Actually, I've heard about you from Palm Trees Paradise.
Yeah, Palm Tree.
Like, I'm the biggest fan of Palm Trees Paradise since 2017, you know? Like, when you guys were just, like, doing the most unbelievable. I'm a righty. I mean, I could go on, like, literally.
Yeah, that was a fun time for us, yeah.
Yeah, it was a fun time.
Yeah, it was really fun. The whole 3 years of just riding.
Oh, it was just 3 years.
Yeah, it was 3 years. Started in like 2016, dropped Unbelievable.
Sure.
Then same year, 2016, we dropped Abaraiti.
Yeah.
And then the next year, we dropped the whole tape.
Yeah, the whole
January.
Tape.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, you just brought those summer vibes,
yeah,
and
Jay. Everything was dope. Like,
and then what happened?
Even our first tour, the Sneak Exchange tour.
Sure.
That was like amazing for all of us.
Yeah. And then what happened? Like, why did you guys split? Like, I was still expecting so much from you guys.
Yeah, well, it was like a matter of, like, business preferences, you know?
Sure.
Everybody has their own thing. Time's going, so everybody just felt like, yo, I'm a bit too, we should want to drop the next tape, but, like, let's just work on things, right?
Yeah.
Find ourselves, create our own brand.
No, I get it.
That's what we've been doing, and it actually ain't come among us. It worked.
It worked.
It's like Uchun is just released right now.
Yeah.
T-Pack, Pete Dog has been releasing. We're in the streets, bro. We're working, Jim.
Yeah, push on,
bro.
We're here for it. And you brought Monday. Monday, tell us, who is Monday and what does he do?
In Japan.
Monday for two. Yeah. Abanye Batum Sumlu is an all-round entertainer.
Sure.
As a vocalist, dance.
Oh yeah, dance. So
it's the amount of love and passion that I have for it.
The arts in general. Sure. No, we're here for it. What do you guys have for us?
Yemi. This is me.
This is you.
Yeah, we just dropped the song.
So the song is created by me and Monday, produced by Dao.
Neon Dao.
Yeah, bro.
One of the best.
Showcase.
One of the best. That's who we move with.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of other producers too, but like, it stands out, you know? So, Monday, Naomi, we decided to go to the studio one day. This case about three, man.
There was four, I think.
He made a beat and then you whistled on the beat. You wanna hear him whistle?
Yeah.
Issue.
There's a whistle, la payanis.
You don't get all of one jar of it, so then I just go out to shy quail, la pumba. We don't get people like that. He did that. He recorded himself, went to the booth, recorded himself, came back, chopped it up, and then it sounded nice. Then,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. My ideas,
they started flowing.
Flow my ideas.
So
then finally yeah, came beast, up. I just went in. I just wrote some crazy shit.
Hey. Definitely. Kodwa ngifuna before ngize ngicile kakhulu kule. What is more to come for Action individually, and what is more to come for Monday individually?
Oh man, we got so much to do. Yeah. We got so much work to do. Yeah. To become legendary. So
showcase.
Monday is one of the greatest vocalists I've ever heard.
As Action. Definitely.
As Action, I'm just like, I like concepts. We just dropped the music video. I gave him a concept.
This guy is a director, basically.
We're boxing, you know. We're going to make this a boxing thing, you know.
Yeah.
So, what's I pay show? And Monday's like, let's do it. Let's find the place and whatever.
Sure.
So, me and him just like working together was dope. Because he actually like was listening to my concepts.
Sure.
How crazy I am, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, came up with something great.
Yeah,
so,
like,
I'm that kind of person. I want to be that guy that gives concepts and ideas and sells these ideas. I feel like I should be doing that, because every time, even if I look at you and you talk to me about something and I come up with an idea for you,
yeah, it just happens organically.
So I'm that guy. I'm also a great writer. I enjoy writing, so I want to progress in that too, musically. So I strive for that, and I'm pushing that for at least another 10 years, trying to become a brand, trying to become, you know.
But we fruit Manly game, fam.
Showcase. Yes. Yeah. And Monday?
One of the greatest.
What is more to come for you as an artist in 2023? I mean, we in May, we still have June, July.
Yeah.
We still have time.
Yeah, but
we're approaching mid,
So... for me, I've been working on some music as well, collaborating with a lot of artists from the city.
Yeah.
Pito, Kione Onda, Ekshini, Kums Taylor, Slow Waves.
Yes.
Hubang Mkosha and Gakulisamang Kosh. Who else? There's so many more that I want to still add onto the music that I'm currently making, because I was just like, Yazin, it's overdue, man. You couldn't collaborate in Abanabantu.
Definitely.
And that's how it came up with Yimilo no Action. Like, it's a good year already. Like, it's a good start.
Definitely.
So there's just going to be more music, more visuals. I'm hoping to collaborate with dancers as well. Like crazy music videos.
Yeah.
We're still going to conceptualize, and it's about the work. It's about the work.
Definitely,
it's
man.
It's about the work,
Manje, how would you describe your sound?
My sound.
Was considering listening to Monday.
Did I not mention I'm a multi-genre vocalist and artist? I'm a multi-genre artist. So I'm just experimenting with my genres. I've always been doing that. There's a project thing I keep, Anjali. I think last year was Tiwi Colors Deluxe EP.
Yeah.
That's where you actually get to hear with Skahle Kahle Ngingena Yonke Indawo.
Yeah.
But I just keep myself in check and keep my style of doing things and my execution ngendlela yot on any beat. So I just wanna say I'm just out there. I'm just out there, but R&B in fit.
R&B.
Target
market. No lady doesn't love R&B, because it's just like,
and especially if you execute it in such a way,
this guy. No, I'm looking forward to it. Action.
Yeah.
Would you say that you have evolved as an artist, like from Palm Trees Paradise? Has your sound changed over the years, or we still keeping that energy of like summer vibes, you know, cotton candy, you know what I mean?
Well, I could say like Palm Tree is like a template for me to copy.
Mm.
Really, I feel like it was a university.
Yeah.
All of us.
Yeah.
So we took a lot out of it.
Yeah, sure.
From each other, even.
Mm.
Inspiration, and like, teaching me how, like, P Dog could teach me. Like, yo, bro, you can. Use your vocal like this.
Mm.
You know? And Sidro would tell me, yo, bro, why don't you add these type of things?
Yeah.
I could sell more culturally, you know, involved and stuff. So I was like, oh, okay. So even I give advice and so forth. So my sound, like, basically take pieces out of it, put it together, and I came up with, like, basically this Kwaito child.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
Rhythmic, you know.
Yeah.
Raps, street raps.
Sure.
Yeah, but, like, I could write a whole lot of other stuff too. So I released a Kwaito child last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had like a song there. I've never written a love song there.
Oh, like, I say, like, as the ladies, we want it.
That's where I wrote it. I started, like, becoming, like, more, like, in tune on, like, who I really am.
Sure.
So that was the first tape I dropped as Kwaito child.
Yeah.
Last year. And yeah. So this is how I became this kind of guy.
Yeah.
So I'm a very wise rapper, that's the thing.
That verse, Kuyimino, that verse.
Let's no, I'm still gonna listen to it.
Yeah, that's in the first. Ha ha. He hasn't even got me out of my comfort zone.
Yes,
like, I've never sang on top of, like, a straight, like, quiet beat.
Sure.
So, I'm going in.
Yeah.
I was going in.
For sure.
Yeah, it was crazy.
But the pen is, I can control it, but, like, depends on the beat. It's like,
yeah,
it has to tell me.
Millions
it has to have emotion and direct me
in
a certain way. So that even in this beat, that's what happened. It sounded like
this
beat. I need to inspire people.
So any future collaborators we can look forward to on your projects?
Oh,
besides all Mandy.
the next song I wanna have, I'm gonna be dropping, is gonna be with Scorch.
Scorch, okay, lo. Ngizo chazanga, ngo tangelo kibeli intimbi.
You know, the crazy thing is, like, all of us go way back, like, it's years, Sazana.
Wow.
Like, a lot of people in the industry, like, even from Palm Tree.
Yeah, definitely.
It's all score. It's only on now. It's been years of just understanding each other. So, umalulu with squad of 70 foot.
Definitely.
Yeah,
like, we kept each other. So, like, Miss Pan and Spananji, like, you know, with each other. So, yeah, with Scorch on next year, you know, I got songs with X. I'm actually going to drop a tape with my DJ.
X-O-3-1.
Oh, shout out X.
Yeah, so we're working on that, and that's gonna be the first single. It's called Representer. Yeah, that's gonna be dope. That's like what I'm gonna. That's the only information I'm giving right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but niche. Yeah, but as much as you will be releasing Ingoma, should we, like, when can we see you outside? You know, like the events.
Me and
turning it up. You know.
Yeah, me and X are gonna be working on some events. Cause I'm also like, I've done, like, events.
Yeah, sure.
An event called Creative Market. Away House.
Yeah.
I did, like, 12 of them.
Yo.
Yeah. And
work.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, and I was, like, the event coordinator.
Yeah.
Yeah. So me and X, we're doing that together.
Sure.
We're gonna carry on. Events,
coaches,
whatever. Yeah, and, like, there are platforms. Jazzy, like, Dubai, to a famous tournament workshop.
Yeah, I mean,
Jazzy, Shang, I'm a workshop. I was games like that.
What a nani. Hi, nani. Nani got a mwing in charge. Haba nyebenu. Ba fetu.
Why? I'm also like tell something like crown the fetu. Like this, what's it?
The workshop ya tinga ya na kota.
Gang is engaged in ama event.
Hey, na kanja because pele mama phone ugo sneakers event. Nina, nani ge, nani ge, gang. Ang is engaged in expose. Ah, oba fe tu.
My promoter was a zama. What I do, what is my artist? They not patient.
Sure.
Like some guys wanna come there with music that's not.
Showcase.
Some people wanna perform, but they actually can't perform.
Yeah.
Some people haven't rehearsed. They don't rehearse. Yeah.
Definitely.
So like, stay prepared. Phone, right?
Yeah.
I would have been about phone up chair long ganas. I am an ingabas. Kota has pumege lapo. So how can people find you on social media?
I mean, I've been on the Instagram.
Oh, Instagram, Kuela, Facebook. No. Instagram.
Just Instagram. What's your Instagram?
What's your handle? Man. How can people find you on Instagram?
_action.
How do you spell action? Because in Gazi, I go on your
action. That's very important. That's the code. Right?
Yeah.
That's a secret code.
Just, definitely. Yeah.
So it's AXSION.
Yeah. AXSION. Palm tree _. Yeah.
I could write action.
I get it.
Yeah.
And Monday, how can people get you on?
Monday is spelled as MANDE.
Yeah.
_ZA on Facebook, page Lami, Instagram, handle, Twitter, handle, YouTube, channel, SoundCloud.
Yes, everywhere. Ungithola kalulu kodwa ungasho ukuthi umsomluko phela lo Monday umsomluko. Monday lo MANDE.
Yeah, the E has an accent grave at the end. So.
All right. Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.